Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
He's not going to be scary good. He's going to go 3,500 yards, but he ain't going to be... Is he a Heisman candidate
Brad
over here?
Is fading. Seth Hennigan, you hear that? What? He's fading.
Well, Jeff made it out to be like the damn guy's going to be a Heisman candidate.
Look, I go back to it.
We're talking about Seth Hennigan, by the way.
When he writes these columns, all right, when he writes these types of Babe Ruth pointing out
to the sky.
On Memphis QBs, his track record is pretty damn good, man.
The player glows up.
Is this where you get your hyperbole from, Jeff Calkins?
You think Jeff Calkins is a hyperbole man?
No, the headline was.
You're just trying to get people to read it, man, I guess. Like, I don't know. Scary good is like, I don't know what that, what's scary good mean? Like, I don't know if 40, even a, is 4,300 yards scary good? Probably.
I guess the connection that Jeff made was because it was analogous to him saying he was afraid. He was
his
scared.
First year, right. It's more of a play on words.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm kind of misleading the audience here on the
that's
column.
Right, that's right.
It wasn't that he was going to be scary good in terms of a million yards.
But he might, you know, he could be really good. I'm
misleading here.
I am not going to like rule that out for him here on the show today.
Heisman candidate. Maybe they should just put that
Seth
out there.
Hennigan.
You know what they should
Man
do like UCF
fire.
Did national championship. They should like have a branding campaign around him for the Heisman.
I think, well, they could, you know.
I would start that if I'm Memphis.
And put it on a bottle.
Put it out there. Put
it
that
on
into
like
the ether.
Send like a bottle. Like mm-hmm. a, you know, I don't know. You can't do Hennessy, you know.
Ooh, I like Hennessy. Anything is possible is fine.
You can't because it's, you know, alcohol and kids. But I would you know, do something like that. It's controversial.
I like
Hennessy.
But it
gets the people going. Gets the people going. All right, Seth Hennigan's going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about what he's got coming up with his new prep school. Like, who's going to go there, man? Like, does he have, like, commits yet? Do you know?
They got dudes.
They got dudes already?
Yeah.
Like, names we know?
I don't have the names right now, but I've actually seen them and already actually preparing for the season. So he's got bodies again.
Yeah.
Jake's going there.
There
I'm kidding.
Jake's going to go
joking.
To Day Academy.
No, again, I'm interested to see just how far along they are. And, again, if the plan is to try to make this thing, you know, as prestigious as some of these national powerhouses so you don't necessarily have to have the Memphis talent leaving for prep schools. We'll see if that's the plan. Sounds like
interesting.
It is to me.
Yeah, we'll talk to Seth about that at 1:25. Don't miss it. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ever get that itch, man? You're like, man, time to get a new car. You know that itch. You know, it's like that. It's kind of like that 7 year itch. Except it might not take you 7 years to get there on a car, right? Well, if you get that itch, you need to go see our friends at Homer Skelton Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Millington. Our man Shaq's there waiting on you. He is the best. One of the nicest guys ever. Really funny guy. Here to help you. Here to help you make a deal and find the car of your dreams. One you're going to love driving. One you're going to love to have. Get down there. Go see our man Shaq.
Yeah, for me, it wasn't so much of an itch as it was like appendicitis. My car broke down, so I had to do something about it. I had to get to the hospital quick. It's a good thing I went out and saw our man Shaq. He had the deal for me. My case was a Jeep Grand Cherokee 2020. Thank you very much. Had low mileage, and I got the warranty I wanted, and that's the point. Shaq's going to take care of you, whatever your wants and desires are. He's got a bunch of options for you. Got a full lot out there, and if it's not on the lot, he's going to go out there and get it for you. I'm telling you. You can check out the selection at homerskeltoncdj.com, or why not just make the drive? Hey, it's a Friday. It's the weekend. Go get yourself a new car. Make this the summer. 7661 U.S. Highway 51 North in Millington is where they are located, and I promise you, they're going to make it feel like family for you. They did for me about 2 months ago now. Go see for yourself. There's just a bunch of normal guys in the car biz changing lives four tires at a time.
Your Super Bowl pick is dealing with a very, I think, potentially challenging issue right now.
I know of what you speak, and I'm concerned about it.
Matt Stafford, according to Sean McVay, is having elbow pain that he says is abnormal.
Hasn't thrown in a while, looks like.
Has not thrown in a while. Said that the Rams athletic training staff and Matt Stafford tried some things in the offseason with the goal of alleviating some of that pain, and that they're going into camp with a modified approach and a progressive build. Look, that is not...
No, I'll tell you what, he didn't throw during the spring. He did do 7-on-7 drills yesterday, but again, it's limited throwing. They've even still got him on a pitch count.
Right. I mean, look, Matt Stafford is 34 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
He played through injury last year.
Yeah, and I guess at that age...
It might just be him the rest of his career, quite frankly, is what it sounds like.
You know, you're 45. You're doing some version of that every day.
What's that?
You know, playing Feeling through something? Injuries.
Not really.
No?
I'm in great shape.
Really?
Yeah. Not hurting at all.
Do you like? When did you feel like, damn, I'm old? Did you ever feel that?
No, not yet.
You still have not.
I'm kidding. I feel old when my son slaps me on my pot belly. He's made a habit of that, and what I realize is I used to do that to my dad too. I used to make fun of his stomach, and I would slap him on it. And now my son drives me crazy. Never having seen me do it to my dad. He's doing it. It's in the genes. He's doing it to me. It's embarrassing, number one, especially when he does it in public. When he does it in public, I want to choke him.
And well, don't do that.
I tell him exactly what you just said, what Penny says all the time. Don't do that. So
right.
I tell him that.
Don't do that.
But then when we get back home, he wants to make it a game again. So you ask me, when do I feel old physically?
When.
It's when my son makes fun of me.
When you guys,
don't do that.
When you guys are out and about. Yeah. And he's like, he's, you know.
Usually I wouldn't care, but right. As he gets older, the words and the actions become a little bit more cutting. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like
he knows he's
kind of
very aware.
He kind of knows how to get to me now.
Yeah.
And all it is just getting older.
It's an intentional.
And I know, Brad, when that happens to you and your son tries to test you or call you out, you nip that in the bud, don't you?
I try to.
Yeah. See, I feel like Brad runs a very disciplined home. And that if you cross him, it's trouble.
I think it's relatively disciplined, you might say.
I know it is.
That probably wouldn't surprise either one of you.
I know it is.
Yeah.
I know it is. I'm trying to get some of that in my home. See, again, I got a kid that slaps my stomach even when I don't want him to. So I need some of that control.
Well, he needs to get his act together. You know, we're not having that.
Well, he will. With the way you curse around him and straighten him up every day, I'm sure we'll have that act around him straightened up pretty soon.
Well, here's the thing, though, dude.
Back to Stafford.
No, well, here's the thing. I want to.
Please put a bow on this.
Pass
CJ
this
part.
Along, and then we can move on.
Or all right, Bubba.
We can expound on it.
He's like Mike Leach because he is.
Yes,
because he is. He's like Mike Leach today,
Junior.
We can't keep you in one place. Might get an 11-minute answer on something. Don't necessarily know where we're headed to or if it's going to be a good answer, but he's going to take us through. It's
all like right,
the,
Bubba.
It's like the scenic route.
Trister,
kind of fun.
Trister Crick.
Yeah, the Crickster.
Your friend.
I'm
not sure who needs to hear this, but there is nothing inherently wrong or dangerous about cussing. This was 21 hours ago. You needed to hear that.
I love that.
You needed to hear that.
Well, she's from Boston. Of course she says that.
Is she? She's from
the Northeast. Anybody in the Northeast will say that. John?
She's from Portland. She's from Portland, Oregon.
Well, she lived up in the Northeast. She has a Boston mentality, though. If you talk to her long enough.
She did work at Barstool.
Yeah, she feels like Boston. Like, she's got that Northeast mentality. So all the folks up there, I don't mean to paint with a broad brush, but I am, they got that mentality.
Nothing wrong, bro. Nothing wrong with, you know what I'm saying? Cussing. So bring CJ in here. We'll start cussing all together.
I think I curse too much. I have a problem. I really do. I've actually gotten worse as my child gets older.
I just think when it's part of your greeting to an 8-year old, it's, you know, it's another thing you're cursing.
What did I say? Did you greet the 8-year old?
Get the damn ball.
What did I say?
Oh, geez.
What did I say?
When you saw him walking around the corner, you're like, oh, here's here, you know. You said the word. You said it.
What did I say?
Oh, no. Did you say
it? Did I not just indicate part of what you said? Like, that was the start of it.
D-A-M-N.
No, you said the ish.
He said the ish word.
Yeah, he said all ish.
I said ish.
Yes.
I'm sorry, CJ.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Faith. I'm very sorry.
I was probably cursing in the hall, too. I need to be more mindful.
My point is he's hurt worse.
Yes.
But again,
I'm sorry.
You're loosey-goosey, as Josh would say, all day today.
We tend to be that around the radio ranch, though, unfortunately.
Especially on Fridays.
Yeah, it gets a little loose around here. I'm guilty. I'm sorry, too. And I would apologize
and
as
I just,
well.
I just get Everybody the feeling
I'm sorry, John, Jason.
I get the feeling from both of y'all.
Yeah.
You got lost in your teams last night.
I did.
You got lost in partying about the Raiders.
Let's go there.
Turned into a great night. And you, my friend, got lost in a doubleheader victory over the Chicago Cubs.
It was so special.
Because I saw you tweeting. You said, this feels so good to be a Cardinals fan right now. And then John's having the time of his life late last night, obviously, after a Raiders win. So, but listen, this is how we know sports is back, because you two guys let go last night with your teams. You let go and let sports.
I tried to flip back to the NFL game after the Cardinals beat the hell out of the Cubs, pardon the H-E-L-L.
I shouldn't have said anything. We were up early and we blew it.
But now the first place Cardinals, so I moved on to the NFL game. I got to say, first the storm thing delayed it for a while, so it started late.
45 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, that wasn't helpful, you know, because you're already in an exhibition game in Canton. It's not a vibe crowd, you know, you're out that outdoor arena they got. The field is not that great. But by that time, Jacobs wasn't in the game. The first play of the game, though, they were airing it out. They were doing crazy stuff. I couldn't believe it. I mean, it looks like McDaniels is trying to use this preseason to kind of show. It looks like he's going to take it seriously, the preseason.
Well, he probably needs to. I mean, it's his first, you know, it's his first.
He's on the hot seat immediately, isn't he? Kind of, like, as soon as he starts?
Well, I think every NFL coach is on some level, right? I mean, you don't get, you know, 10 years to turn it around. It's a professional league. So, yes, his job is definitely.
I think he's going to work is what I know it's one preseason game. But if I had to draw any conclusion, I could see, because there's some slaw teams now, like the Jags.
I just don't know. I have no clue yet. I'm hopeful, but I don't. There was nothing I saw last night that made me feel one way or the other, because it's useless. Now, in terms of the initial story here with Stafford, if this is a lingering thing, right, then you're not repeating. I'm sorry, Jason. You're just going to have to understand that right now.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's a difficult thing. It could be Tom Brady's year, you know. That could be what we were lining up for, because the NFC is pretty shallow, you know.
The problem, for to your point on the Rams and Stafford, and it is concerning, especially if you've got the Rams picked to even come close to what they did last year. They're comparing it to what a pitcher goes through in terms of that elbow pain that he's feeling. McVay's calling it abnormal. Well, what do you have to do with pitchers? You're going to have to shut them down. And again, they had hoped that shutting Stafford down in the spring would get him to a point this preseason where he's not feeling it. But the fact that he still is.
Yep.
That's an issue. And again, how can you shut down now when you're about to start preseason, and before you know it, we'll be here in the regular season? So that's the concerning part, is that you already did sort of the shutdown that you do with a pitcher,
right?
And it's still hurting. They don't really seem to know what the nature of it is in terms of the actual root cause. That's scary. And again, you're not going to win another Super Bowl or, you know, represent the NFC even in the Super Bowl if Matt Stafford isn't, you know, at least somewhat healthy. He is a guy, though, that has shown throughout his career he will play through pain and usually play well, and he did it last year for him. Just at a time, though, where you were hoping Matthew Stafford can get a little bit more comfortable, right? Second year in McVay's offense, you're feeling a little bit more comfortable now. You threw 20-something picks last year.
Yep.
Still seems like he's going to be battling some things going in. So, again, I know this is probably music to the ears of Tom Brady and maybe even a Dak Prescott, maybe even the Aaron Rodgers, because anything wrong with Stafford can obviously affect the Rams' chances. Remember, they were going to Super Bowls before Stafford, but they weren't winning them until they got him.
He's going to be fine. Prescott went through this last year. Prescott had the same thing. It was like they had a pitch count on Prescott last year. So, I mean, they'll just hold him out, and they'll shoot him up, and they'll figure it out. I mean, they'll use all these top-end ortho people, you know? I was surprised he put that out there. Like, why the hell did Sean McVay put that out there like that?
Because it must be real. I mean, that's kind of why.
Well, and because he wasn't throwing in the spring, and so everybody's asking, okay, what's wrong with Stafford? So you're having to answer the question at some point. You can't just keep it.
Well, it's serious, clearly. Oh. You know, that's scary the way he said it. I was just surprised he said it like that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he be all right? I mean, just shoot him up and then go run.
I mean, yeah. Look, he's not going to retire. So, I mean, that's the other piece of it. Like, he's just going to probably be like most guys in the NFL, I assume, are probably dealing with, you know, things like that, you know.
Who's their backup?
I don't think it's anybody that we would know. I mean, it's not like they have, I mean, is it like Blake Bortles or something maybe?
Mm-hmm. I don't know that it's him or not, but they may know whoever that is.
John Walford?
John Walford.
Be more important.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they might want to strengthen that at some point.
It's his third season with
Again, Rams, Stafford. Hurting. He's played hurt before. We'll see if he can do it again because it looks like he's going to have to.
Yeah. So that's the update there out of the Super Bowl champs camp. Stafford got an elbow deal, and you know, look, he was brilliant for them last year. He really was. I mean, I know Aaron Rodgers won MVP. Matt Stafford got a damn good case. They went out and they got Von Miller and they got Aaron Donald. I know that. And that's a big reason why they were able to win the Super Bowl, too. You know, Aaron Donald started going crazy in the second half of that game. But Matt Stafford was nothing short of brilliant last season. And they're going to need him to do it again to be right back. I mean, that's just true.
I gave him too many interceptions. He had 17 last year. Still too many.
Yeah.
And you expect it to come down this year.
But, man, 41 tutties, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's amazing. Second in the NFL.
Not 4,800 yards, dude. He was.
Yeah.
He was spectacular last year.
Yeah.
With a real team around him.
You're exactly right. That's the thing. Is like,
you give him a real team, he goes 12-5 and wins the Super Bowl.
Immediately wins the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Gets out of Detroit.
One of the few things that I brought you along on that this guy's one of the better
quarterbacks. No, I was blinded by the lack of competence.
It's understandable. Detroit was terrible.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
But again, a lot of times you take a good player out of a bad situation, and the good's going to still show, and it has for Matthew Stafford.
That's right. And eventually, like, Justin Fields is going to have the same experience. You know what I mean?
That would be unfortunate.
But you know it.
For me.
You know it.
If that happens.
That's your only hope.
Nah, it'd be more like
and Poles.
Like I said, like a David Carr situation.
And Poles.
He doesn't play for anybody else because he takes so much of a beating playing for us.
No, you know what success looks like for you? This is the truth. That you guys lose pretty much every game you play.
Us and the Jets.
But somehow within that framework, Justin Fields looks amazing. And he sprains his ankle in week 13 and doesn't play for the rest of the year. That's what success looks like for you guys. It's like 13 games where you're very convinced that Justin Fields is the guy.
Mm-hmm.
You guys lose
and
get the pick, and then he doesn't get hurt, and you rest him for like the last four or five games of the season.
And then come on down, Will Anderson.
Is that
edge rusher for the Alabama Crimson Tide?
Is that who you're targeting?
Yeah, him or the receiver out of Ohio State. I think most mocks have us number two in picking the receiver.
Did you guys ever consider, like...
We'll probably need to trade back, to be honest with you, because we need bodies all over the field. Go ahead.
I was going to say, did you guys ever, like, in the since you need an edge rusher, had you guys ever considered for trading for Khalil Mack?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did it one time. It actually made us good there for a while. It made us relevant again.
Like, he would have been
a good defense.
He would have been a good piece to have.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? On that defense?
Right.
How many playoff appearances we get out of him?
A couple.
Okay. Okay. That's better than I thought. Only one. So a couple is more than one.
Again, what'd you got from it? Josh Jacobs.
Yeah. I mean, you saw him last night.
That's what you got out of that trade. What's he done?
There was one other one, I think. There was one other. Jonathan Abram, the safety, who's like, whatever, mediocre.
Exactly.
Thanks, Mississippi State. Appreciate that.
Hey, careful. He was a little overhyped.
Yeah, he's not that good.
Well, you know Raiders love overhyped.
That's right.
Boy, they're good at it.
Jump on it.
That's right. That's an old regime, though.
But
that's what they say. You know,
that also was your homies who were drafting at that point.
Oh, yeah,
didn't y'all have one reach this year? Y'all have one reach this year?
I don't think
under new management?
No, maybe the running back.
The RB.
Yeah. But, it, you know,
you're right. Offensive lineman one was last year. It was mostly the old
Leatherwood,
There wasn't, it wasn't necessarily this that type of reach this year.
Yeah.
You're right.
I mean, it was a Gruden pick.
Parham got, that was great value. You have to think.
Parham looks like a great pick in the third round. Mm-hmm. Great pick. I'm jealous, quite frankly, with our offensive line woes.
You're damn right. Parham. You should be.
Yeah.
You should be.
Would have loved to have seen him in the Chicago Bears.
All right, we're going to come back. Seth Henderson's going to join us on the other side. He's got some things cooking. Got Day Academy. He's it's already open or it is opening?
Opening, I believe. Now, they've already been in existence, but I think they're trying to take it to the next level now.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. To try, again, I believe, to become.
What does that look like, next level?
It's a great question for Cedric Henderson, is it not? Don't forget, too, he's got a son now at Arizona.
Yeah.
Likely going to be on a top 25, top 15 Arizona team? Top 10.
It'll be top 20.
It's top 20. Yeah. Top 25.
Yeah.
Yeah. His son's out there playing for Arizona this year, so plenty to ask Cedric Henderson Jr. about when we get back.
Love it. We'll do it when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Y'all know the name Cedric Henderson. That should ring a few bells. Tiger great. Was drafted by the Cleveland Cavaliers some years ago. Now, I'm not going to tell you how old he is, because I'm telling you right now, he can still dunk on you. And my understanding is now he's going to be head coach over at Memphis Day Academy, new prep school, or maybe not so new. We'll get the word from Cedric Henderson. He joins us now. Coach, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me today. How you guys doing over there?
Doing well. So we got you in the spot. John's already asking me questions if you got players over there. You know John wants to know. He was thinking about doing his own prep school, Seth.
Yes.
Oh, man. We can combine. You know, I could teach him how to grasp players.
Right, right. Tell him.
To do some things.
Exactly.
You know? We got to take it slow. It's a process.
Tell that man, he don't want that smoke trying to compete against you.
Our prep school, we can talk about combining later, but, you know, my idea would be to pay the players. So that's how I'm going to compete. You know, I'm just paying players out here, Seth. What do you think about that? I mean, that's going to separate me very quickly.
It might will, but I don't know. It's a new day, man. You know, if you watch the latest thing, my friend, y'all probably remember his name, Randy Livingston, sent me an article and saying they're going to start paying high school players in NIL deals. So, hey, it might trend up this way. So I might have to jump in that bandwagon myself.
So how'd you get hooked up with it, Sid? And at what part of the process is Memphis Day Academy, and what are the plans, Sid? What's the vision?
Well, Memphis Day has been around for a while. In fact, Dr. Anthony Canada is the guy who started the Memphis Day prep program a couple years ago, and they produced some players. In fact, he was even one of the founders of Tennessee Prep, and then he kind of branched off to his own.
Okay.
And then he approached me and said, hey, what you think about helping my program? And I said, sure. It's a good position because, you know, it's a spot where kids are getting kind of a second chance at getting a scholarship to play Division One, Two, or maybe JUCO basketball, who probably didn't have the greatest outlook. Because, you know, the trend now in sports is I want to be older. And with that COVID year, still kind of jamming things up in that waterfall, in that hole. And then you have the transfer portal, who's probably not averaging 2,500 kids. And these teams, you know, recruit older guys, and those high school players are kind of getting left out. If you think about it, last one was it 2020, probably. Mm-hmm. Those kids who didn't play a whole year of basketball, you know, they had a jam right there. So it's a second opportunity to get seen and help those guys pursue their opportunities to get better in education as far as, you know, college goes, and maybe they can get a better chance to play on a higher level of basketball.
What kind of schedule, Sid? Who will you play? Who do you play? You said they've been around.
They play a lot of people on the prep school level, and then they play a lot of JV teams that are Division II schools, and they play some JUCOs. So the competition is very college-oriented based. It's kind of like a step above what the grind session is in a sense. You know about the grind session. So they have a prep school, and then they have a high school, and then a prep school level too. So you'll get to play against those guys. So I'll even be able to play against teams like Marta Day and Finley Prep, who have those post-grad IMGs and all those type of schools.
To that point, right? Are you trying to, you know, become – I know IMG and those schools are set up in a different way, but are you trying to sort of become that from a Memphis standpoint? Because, like, let's just take, for example, like Curtis Givens, Arshon King, right? Those are two guys that are going to prep schools elsewhere. Are you sort of – would you be trying to, like, get those kinds of kids? Like, I'm trying to figure out sort of, like, what the aspirations and the ambitions would be.
Well, that'll be the ideal thing. Is like, you see these kids are leaving – high schools are going to prep school, so why do they have to leave the city of Memphis while we can't do it here and do the same programs that are all over the place and build kind of a great reputable program here in Memphis? I think that's the goal of Dr. Canada that he had and the vision that he had. He's been doing it since David Ball back in the Tennessee prep days. The goal is try to bring our talent and keep it here in Memphis and then groom it here. And then have that same level of competition to go compete against all these other prep schools that are out there.
What's your general view of how much high school basketball has changed since you played at Seth, since you were playing those over at East before you headed over? How much different is it? Or is it, okay, different names, different faces, but in the end, the game's still the same?
Okay, I would say this. The game has changed as far as, you know, high school, when I played, you know, you didn't have to pay fees. You didn't have to do anything. If you're good, you made the team, you know, all that stuff right there. So that's a change in that. And then as far as how these kids are approaching it because of social media and everything else, and prep schools have given these kids another avenue to take than going to school because, you know, a lot of guys want to chase basketball. As far as that goes, it's like, I want to play against the best competition. You know, even with Overtime Elite, look what they're doing with the game of high school basketball. So they're recruiting these kids and bringing them out and plugging them away from the high school game. Even with Tribal Ball, you know, AAU has, you know, done a lot of that too. So it's a different format where I didn't have to go through those channels when I was coming out of high school. You know, I just went, played my high school basketball, and then AAU back then was sub-state state nationals. That was it. Now these kids are playing almost a small 32-game schedule in the summertime, where it was 180 days. When the competitions and the sponsorships are all different. You got the Nike brand, you got the Adidas circuit, the Under Armour circuit. So you got all these shoe brands who's making this market for these guys to be seen, and these college coaches are going there because that's where it's been dominated at.
We're talking to Seth Henderson here on the show. Obviously, Memphis Day Academy hoping to be a mover and shaker here in the city of Memphis and nationally too with the basketball team. What do you make of just the offseason, here locally for Penny Hardaway? He did it differently. He went out and he got experienced guys, sort of really shied away from the high school ranks and decided, you know what, I'm going to get old and I'm going to try to get the best, most experienced guys we have. It wasn't a flashy offseason. We're sort of used to those around here, but it seems effective. What did you make of just the offseason that Penny had?
Well, I think he learned. You know, this is something he's learning, and he's noticing the Kansas, the North Carolina, these guys in Michigan, they're pulling guys from, it's like a G League for them playing like a, maybe you play a kid who's coming from, the Big South. I mean, I can use my son for example. We put his name in the transfer portal, and guys are looking for those experienced guys to be able to win immediately and have that offseason. So now, you still have those five-star guys that people will go after, but let's be honest, experience is what's winning national championships. You don't have young teams. Look at Remy Martin at Kansas. I mean, he played a whole, 4 years somewhere else and then went to Kansas and won a national championship. So the experience is what they're looking for, and I think Penny is looking for that. A guy who's been battle-tested, who's been able to play on those big floors and big scenes and trying to put the best fit better, because at the end of the day, youth and the inexperience can get beat sometimes because they don't know certain things about the college game. Even though they got the great talent, but they just don't know about the grind of it, the dedication, the discipline of it. And a lot of guys are when they come in, they have different ideas. So when you get an experienced guy who understands what it's about, it makes it a little bit easier for the coach to get that team to buy into what they want to buy in quicker.
So for all those reasons you just laid out, and then because we've seen him, we saw him play well against Memphis when it was with SMU, how much of a difference you think, Sid, does Kendrick Davis and having him in the fold, him running the team, make for them, you think?
I think Kendrick Davis is going to bring a lot of good experience. It's going to give him a pure scorer, a guy we know that he's going to be able to go to and rely on. Sometimes, when we watch those teams, don't get me wrong, Jalen was great, Precious was great, those guys was great, but we didn't know in that 58-58 game where that ball was going to go. Mm-hmm. We didn't know where that shot was going to come from. But with Kendrick Davis, hey, we can use him in so many different ways because he's a proven player, he has the credentials behind him, and he's been known to make big shots. So I can use him as a decoy. I can use him as the guy to take the shot. I can use him in so many different ways. That's a different option, especially when you come out that timeout. So that experience in itself should bring Memphis to another level, knowing that they have an experienced guy, a proven guy. Let's put it this way, a proven shot maker, not a taker, at the end of the day, that they have in their arsenal now, where with those freshmen, is unknown. So with that guy, I think that gives them more experience, and I think he'll do well here in Memphis.
I got to ask you, said I was arguing with somebody yesterday, and you could, because you just spoke to it. You've said you've seen Penny grow. You think he's growing, and heck, I even think going out and getting Kendrick Davis in many ways is evidence of that. But I was arguing with a guy yesterday who was giving me the whole, well, now that he's got A-Lo back, he's going to give it back to A-Lo at some point. He's going to have all this confusion. But back to the point, his point was that he doesn't think Penny's growing, that Penny is what he is. You mentioned it right there. You've seen growth. You've coached. How have you seen growth in Penny? Where specifically have you seen that growth?
Well, coming in from his first couple of years, he wanted to play a certain pace and certain style, kind of bring that, up and down, fast pace.
Yes.
I think last year I really saw a different change in him when he kind of said, hey, I got to get better at execution and return the ball over too much. Even though we create 20 turnovers, we turn it over 20 times, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So he's like, all right, we got to find a balance in between that. Then I think this year, I think he's realizing, I need to find me a solid eight guys that I can depend on. His trend was, platoon substitution. I think he's realizing, hey, I need to play guys, you know, who's going to play consistently. I mean, if you look at the bigger teams, the Kansas and North Carolina, they stick with their eight guys, and that's it. And then, mm-hmm. be honest, by tournament time, they probably go to six or seven, and that's it. Yep. So now those guys will be in better shape. They'll be battle-tested a little bit more, and they'll have a better experience. I think that's something he's probably taking into hands. I heard him even say it a couple times in his interview this year that his rotation is not going to be as deep as it was. So that aspect has grown. And then offensively, I think he's realizing, you know, he has to do more continuity things. You know, people look at basketball, think guys just run up and down the floor, but it has to be continuity. You have to be, you know, have a system in place to see it grow. And I think it's finally getting his identity. You know, he had a great identity on the defensive end, which was fantastic. You know, he was always ranking the top. But then we looked at offensively and said, hey, I got to get better at these things. And now I think he's going to find that medium where he has balance. And I think that's going to help him this year. I think that's going to be the biggest growth. And then just managing. I think the way he manages his team, I think that's going to be another part of his growth that I've seen him get better at.
Talking to Seth Henderson, former Tiger, here on the show. And then for you, it was a busy summer, right? Because, you know, Junior is headed to Arizona. How about that? Like, we're talking about a kid, you know, and Kendrick Davis and Remy Martin, who spends, you know, 3-4 years at a school. They win a national championship. Like, I'm not saying, I'm just saying, you know, that might be in the cards for your own there.
Yeah, it was a great experience. I was just happy for him because he was nervous about putting his name in a transfer portal because it's an unknown field that he's never experienced. But I knew what he was. I knew his numbers. I knew what kind of player he was, and I knew the growth he's had. You know, one thing I got to give him, he's passionate about the game of basketball, and he's passionate about his craft, and he works his butts off of it. So going into the process, the biggest thing was just finding someone who's going to help him grow as a basketball player and put him on a bigger stage and so people can see what he's able to do. It was a great experience. I mean, we visited more schools than we know and talked to more coaches than we know, but it was a good experience. And Coach Lloyd at Arizona just, you know, he hit it on the head for us, and it was a perfect fit for him because, you know, Seth is a wing guy. You know, he wants to show people he can play the wing and he can play with guys that are good. He's a great. Now, one thing about him, he knows about team concepts and team basketball, so that's what Coach Lloyd preaches about, and he can fit and be a star in his role. And that's what I felt like Arizona did for him and made him feel comfortable, knowing that he can be a star in the things that they want him to do. And we just fell in love with Arizona.
So, you know, it's kind of funny because that's
awesome.
That's a huge jump, right, Campbell to Arizona. You know, like you don't see guys make jumps like that. That often. So is it a deal where, I mean, just sort of stepping back and looking at it objectively, like, you know, some coaches just missed on said in high school, or is it a deal where he went to Campbell and, like, really got better, you know, and became, you know, a Power 5 Arizona caliber of player? Which do you think the truth is closer to?
I think the truth is a little bit of both. I can't say either because, you know, the guy was such a solid ball player coming out of high school.
He just
didn't get the attention because you know he plays a different game. You know, it's not flashy. It's not mm-hmm. you know, you don't want to see him all over the place. I mean, but at the end of the day, he was always solid. He shot a high percentage from the field, shot it from a great from 3-point line, and he was always a good free throw shooter. And he always, wherever he went, he won. He made teams better. And it's like, everywhere you play, you know, I got to get this kid on the floor because he's a valuable piece. And it's just not about offense either. It's just about, you know, knowing that he knows how to, you know, make the right plays, set the right screen, or play the right defense, you know, rotate on this. And his IQ, I think, became way more attractive when you really break his game down. And then as he went to Campbell, you know, to take a school like that, and then end up in a championship game against a Winthrop, who's been traditionally winning the Big South for years, was impressive, you know, where people didn't think nothing of Campbell. So he's done his, and it grew. And like I tell people all the time, everybody's path is different. So it might have took a little while for him to get seen and get noticed, but the coaches who started noticing were like, okay, this is the kid I need. I need a guy who who can help fill these voids that I've missed, you know, being vocal on the defensive end, being a leader on and off the floor, and just being an all-around great guy. So I think his development really helped. And then I told him, I said, it's been good for him because it always kept him hungry and it always kept him to a point where he wants to show people he can play the game of basketball. And I think that helped. I think that has helped him the whole way through. So hopefully this year he goes out there and keep that same thirst and go out there and show people he can play on a power five level, because people were shocked that he was getting recruited at that level. But I really wasn't, because, you know, it's hard to find 6-7 guys, you know, who can play and score at all three levels and then defend 1 through 4. That's the new game. If you look at the basketball world, you know, those guys are hard to find. So I knew his value and he knew it. And so we put our names out there, and I felt like his development as a player and his approach to the game was even better, because he teased me all the time. He said, hey, I'm making this contract this summer. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, well, I'm making this contract this summer to start again, say I'm going to be better next year.
How about that?
And and that's when I knew he was serious about what he was doing.
As a father's got to make you proud. I have no doubt.
Junior's
I got no doubt Junior's going to prove it to him again. I'll be honest with you. When they gave Tommy Lloyd the job, here I was, and I was crying. I was, man, you should have gave it to Damon Stoudemire. My goodness, look what he did at Pacific. And here, but it is obvious. You go to the Sweet 16 last year, they got an absolute gem in Tommy Lloyd. I'm sure y'all have had conversations about how he's going to use Sid, but they got a stud in Tommy, don't they?
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, man, you're talking about a basketball junkie. Yep. I mean, me and him can sit on the phone for 3 hours and just talk basketball and won't think nothing of it. But he's kind of a guy that I would love to play for. You know, if I was coming out, I'd be like, hey, I want to play for this guy, because he's in the gym, he studies, he's always trying to get better. And he's humble enough to know that he doesn't know it all. And sometimes you get coaches who say, hey, this work, I'm not going to change. But the game changes. I mean, you know, that's what Greg Popovich had to do with San Antonio. I mean, he had to change with times. And if you're not willing to be humble enough to change and get better, man, hey, you know, that's it. You know, that's the game. But Lloyd is fantastic at what he does. And he's a guru as far as developing guys. I mean, you look at what he did at Gonzaga for those years. You know, a lot of those players
were him.
You know, were him. Summertime, they came back and worked out with him, and they didn't go back to Gonzaga. They followed him. So that relationship let me know that this guy is a good relationship guy. He's more about basketball. It's more than just basketball to him. He wants to have that relationship 10, 20 years from now and, you know, get invited to that wedding or something like that with the player. So he has a great relationship with his players. And what he knows about the game is fantastic. And one thing I give Arizona, they have a great, great camaraderie with their players. I mean, like, we talk to players that don't even go to Arizona. No, they came through Arizona. But we talk to guys on the phone that say I get to talk to who are now doing other things. But they all, hey, welcome to the family. So that really felt good when they embrace it like that. So it's just a different culture.
Y'all deserve it, too.
Great stuff as always, man. Appreciate the
love
time.
Love talking basketball with you, Coach. Thank you.
I appreciate y'all.
He is Sid Henderson again. Going to be out there at Memphis Day Academy trying to maybe, you know, create a bit of a destination here in Memphis.
Since 2015, between Tennessee Prep and Memphis Day, which Cedric Henderson is now going to head in terms of the coaching their basketball team, they've done 24 graduate, 8 pros, 2 national championships. So that's Dr. Canada. He knows what he's doing on these prep schools. And hopefully this one's going to be around for quite a while, be a power.
Yeah. Hey, it is moving season. So if you're moving, you're on the move, you need to call my friends at Black Tie Moving, because they'll do it, and they'll do it well, and they'll do it affordably, and they'll make your move so easy. I know, because I did it twice. I used Black Tie 2 different times. And, look, I will never regret that. It was the easiest decision I could have ever made. And I'll do it again. I'll do it again if I'm ever on the move. 316-6196 is the number. 316-6196. They can handle it all, right? They can move the heavy stuff. They can move the art. They can move the appliances. There is nothing that they can't move safely and efficiently as well. So give them a call. 316-6196 is the phone number. Book them now. It'll book up fast. Summer's here. Y'all know that. School's about to start, so people are moving around, moving and grooving. Black Tie wants to take the chore moving your things out of your hands and make it that much easier for you. Black Tie Moving, changing, moving in the city of Memphis.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Employment law is real. Y'all need to know that. So if you feel like your employer isn't compensating you properly, or maybe you're experiencing what you believe to be discrimination in your workplace, never easy, never fun, but there could be help. Grind City Law is here for you. Give them a call for a free consultation, 901-756-5997. They can help you decide with a free consultation whether or not you actually have a case.
And clarity and guidance is what they're going to specialize in. Again, it's one thing to feel like you've been discriminated against. It's another thing to have a case. They're the ones that are going to tell you if you do and you don't have anything to worry about. You're going to get a free consultation. Everything you talked about with Robert Robin Russ is going to be between you and Robert Robin Russ. 901-756-5997. Again, they'll make you feel comfortable. You just need to make the call, take the first step. Again, they'll tell you not whether or not you've got a case. Put your mind at ease. Again, that number, 901-756-5997, or visit them at grindcitylaw.com.
We had a preseason game last night, as you know, Jason. And, you know, I wish the way it worked, and I know they do the standalone thing, and, you know, they'll have the Hall of Fame festivities, obviously, this weekend, which I understand. I just kind of wish, like, we had more, you know? Like,
of course you do.
That's just what you get, that first taste, and you want more.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why the hell was Josh Jacobs playing? That's an interesting question. Like, it's the preseason. None of your other starters are playing.
Well, I mean, it's a solid question. I wouldn't have played him. But, again, let's not act like he's not expendable either. He's not some star running back that you worry about hurting.
There was a time where –
Don't y'all still have Kenyon Drake, too?
Yeah. We paid him, you know, $50 million.
Maybe Josh McDaniels is like, Josh Jacobs, you got to show me.
It could be.
You know, maybe he's trying to set a tone with Josh Jacobs. And you know, when it comes to, yeah, to me, you're going to have to prove it. I'm not just giving you the starting running back spot because you're not, you know, you're not Dalvin Cook, you're not Jonathan Taylor. Mm-hmm. Albeit, though, again, respected back in this league who, frankly, you know, going to play through injury a lot of times. You need 3 yards, he probably get you three.
Mm-hmm.
You need 4 yards, he probably going to get you three. That's Josh Jacobs.
That's Josh Jacobs. And he'll leave the game at some point with a mysterious injury.
But he'll try to fight through it.
He will. He'll try to fight through it.
He's not marquee, so I'm not too worried.
Right. So that's the NFL piece. Want more. And then, by the way, this is a reminder for the weekend as we go into another weekend. Kevin Durant has still not been traded. I don't know if you guys knew that. Remember when that, like, broke and all of y'all, you know, got excited? All y'all were candy-assing around here, you know?
Not me.
Grizzlies.
Not me.
All that. They can't even find a single trade partner.
Because they want the moon. They want the world and the moon. What? Now, after the Gobert trade. Well, the Gobert trade messed him up.
So do you anticipate now at this point, right? Because ESPN did some offseason grades, right? Do you anticipate that they'll have to come back to the table and they'll reconcile?
Oh, yeah. That we're going to see the Nets as they, you know.
Right.
We're at one point. Put together to be, which is Kyrie, Durant, Ben Simmons. I think we're going to see it. Kevin Durant, this is what I'd ask you. Kevin Durant blew it. Why wait until you, right, they figure out the Kyrie thing and before you announce this? Announce that you want to be traded beforehand. The timing of his trade request was very poor. It put them behind the eight ball. And again, you have the Gobert deal come out. And then, okay, with everything that Minnesota gave up to get him from Utah, well, now the Nets say we got to get half team. We got to basically have a full team for Kevin Durant.
Yep.
His trade request and the timing of it helped put him in the position that he's in, that he's still stuck there.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, you do it earlier, You know, if you're so fed up with Kyrie, well, you could announce the trade request much earlier. And then maybe you're out ahead of the Minnesota-Utah trade, and you're not still sitting there in Brooklyn. That said, they're going to find a way to make that work. I mean, at least going to run it back, right, and not just a run it back where it looks like the Lakers last season. I think they can run it back with that team. You still got Joe Harris, dude. They still got pieces.
Yep.
They can run it back and maybe be a true contender in the East rather than, what were they last year, a 7 seed? Most of it because Kevin Durant missed so much time.
Right.
They can run it back and be a true contender. That's not such a bad alternative. So, look, you're on contract for 4 more years.
Yep.
Just go back to Brooklyn and play ball because you kind of played yourself. That's with true. When you played the trade request card.
Yeah, I mean, and look, we always have these conversations, right, on stars, you know, and on trades. And very rarely, and this is just another prime example, you know, especially you know, in the NBA, when you have salaries to match and, you know, all of that, like, you're just never going to feel like, and this was true of the Mark trade when the Grizzlies traded Mark, right? You're never going to feel like you got the adequate return for the guy that you're sending away. And that's why the Nets are where they are, because, look, Kevin Durant's one of the greatest players of this generation. He's one of the greatest scorers ever. But what's enough for that? What's enough, you know? I mean, the Grizzlies would not package Jaren Jackson Jr., Desmond Bane, you know, and firsts. They would not do that, even though, like, that's probably fair. That's a fair trade, you know, in terms of what you're getting versus what you're sending away. But you have age to consider. You know, it's like Windhorst said, the other thing that's working against Durant right now is that he's 34 years old. He's got 4 years left.
Correct.
I mean, that's...
And has an injury history.
Right. I mean, that's not a positive.
Well, that's part of the reason why he's still where he is. If he had, these teams have been hesitant, right, to offer.
If he had like 2 years left, he probably would have been traded already. You know? That way you're not liable. You know,
get out from under it.
Right. You know? That's exactly right.
You're not stuck for 4.
And the Nets know. The Nets would not have, their asking price would not have been as high. Because right now they're coming at it like, dude, you're going to
have control. So
for 4 years,
right,
you're going to have that.
Right.
You know? So I think that's kind of where they're coming at it from. And yeah, I mean, my sense is now that we're into August. I mean, I know, you know, there's still a little bit of time between now and the season
start. Pretty much their last month off, though, before they,
right,
get back at it.
That's right. I mean, preseason, everything is going to start in, mm-hmm, September. I just fully expect them to, you know, try to figure it out, you know. And I think Kevin Durant's a smart enough guy, right, where he gets that. You know, like, he's pretty aware. Like, he knows. Like,
he knows he messed up with that trade request, and he's pretty much stuck.
Yeah.
So you're going to make it work.
Yeah,
and you got some pieces to make it work pretty good.
And it's a little awkward, you know. It's a little awkward to request a trade, okay, and kind of like come back, but we all know why. Because like the Nets, and again, he's a business guy. He has businesses he runs. He understands, yeah, you know. So anyway, that's I kind of found that interesting. Hey, he's still on the Nets roster. That's gonna do it for us today. Thanks to Sed Henderson for joining us on the show. Thanks to Mark Herzlich for hopping on as well. Gino and Jeffrey up next on Miss. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.